Welcome to our call this morning. God bless you. This is such an amazing, amazing morning. God has a special plan for you, and I hope that when you leave this call, you are going to feel so refreshed. I know God has an amazing plan for you, and you're not here by accident or mistake, but you are here to hear the word of God that he has for you today. And this is Becky Spieth. I'm humbled and blessed to be a part of this call and this conversation with you. I'm going to go to the Lord in prayer before we get started. Father God, I pray that you will speak through my mouth of clay, Lord, that you will just, as we enter into your presence, just bless us abundantly, Lord. I pray that you will open our eyes so we can see with your eyes and hear with your ears and feel with your heart. Lord, I pray a special blessing upon each and every person that's listening this morning, that they will be blessed. They will be blessed abundantly by what we are going to talk about today, Lord. I thank you so much for this incredible opportunity. We give you all the glory and honor in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to talk to you a little bit today about feeling buried. And I don't know if you ever have felt that way, but I have to admit that lately I have felt quite buried. And there's just been a lot of transition in my life and in my business, and we're restructuring, and there's just so many different things. And I just feel sometimes that there's just so much heaped on top of me that I almost feel buried. And as I was praying about this earlier today and thinking about this even over the course of the last couple of weeks, I read a devotional several weeks ago by Joel and Victoria Osteen from Houston, the Lakewood Church, that kept popping into my heart, and it reminded me that we all feel buried at times, and that we have the seed of the Almighty God inside of each one of us, and just like a seed has to be buried in a dark, lonely place sometimes, and may wonder if it's the end, if we hold fast to the faith of that seed that's been put inside of us, that we know we're going to come back. Just like that seed, it believes it's not going to just be buried and stuck in the dirt forever. It believes with faith it's going to bloom, and it's going to sprout, and it's going to be able to bloom to its fullness and eventually even blossom. And it's not only going to come back as one seed, but it's going to bring back increase. Think about an ear of corn. We plant one little seed of corn, and think about many times the stalk has multiple ears and hundreds, if not thousands, of seeds that it brings with it when it comes back, when it actually comes to harvest. That's going to be the same thing like us. We're always going to be stronger and better than before. So if you're feeling like you're in a time of maybe a challenge, or maybe you feel buried, I want you to decide and declare that you're not going to just get buried, but that you're in a time of planting, and that you will activate your faith, and you're going to refuse self-pity, distraction, doubt, diversion, delay, and defeat, and you are going to be able to prosper. You're going to sprout. You're going to hold fast to that faith. And even if you feel or maybe appear to be down, I want you to know that it's only temporary, that you're just germinating, you're sprouting, you're preparing to bloom. In Proverbs 15:4, it tells us that the soothing tongue is a tree of life, but a perverse tongue crushes the spirit. Why am I telling you this? Why does this even go with this? Because I want you to think about blooming and helping others to bloom as well. Because, you know, we know anytime we go through anything in this life, it's not just for us to come to the other side. It's so that we can help other people do the exact same thing. So just like when we're talking about this blooming time and this time of germination and in your own life, realize that others are going through the same thing. But that your soothing tongue can be a tree of life to them, and not one that will crush the spirit. I don't know if you've ever been in a situation like this, but I sure have, where people on my team, maybe even hosts or customers, were not very pleasant. They seemed to be going, you know, through something and were just really almost hateful, or even on purpose tried to hurt other people on the team, or said snide things to other people in a party, or just were not pleasant, just straight up. But I want you to think about this, and I learned this a long time ago, that hurting people hurt people. So most of the time when people aren't up to par, there's usually a good reason. Maybe it's a cashier at the grocery store. Maybe it's a team member. Maybe it's someone that you meet at a party. Maybe it's somebody at the carpool line. Maybe it's somebody at the ball field. I don't know where it is for you. Maybe it's somebody at your day job. But when you notice somebody's not up to par, you just know it's usually for a good reason. And we have the choice to react one of two ways. We can just go along with their grumpiness and respond right back to that, or we can be like a gardener and help them to heal and grow. You know, we don't know what's going on behind their closed doors. We don't know what heartache or pain that person is trying to deal with or maybe just survive through. Maybe they're doing all they can to try to just keep it together and maybe feel like that's just not enough either. The last thing that people need for us is to dump more on them. When we're planting or working in a garden, it's important that we also bury the seed, right? We want to make sure that we bury it. However, we need to make sure it's with just enough soil so that they can sprout through it. If you heap too much on top, what's going to happen? The seed can't sprout through. It can't make it to the surface to grow and bloom either. You know, God puts these kind of people in our lives so that we can help and nurture them back to wholeness and to help them bloom as well. He doesn't want us to judge them, condemn them, or criticize them. We're to be the gardeners in their lives, the husbands, the healers. You know, I love to buy wilted plants. And I know you're probably thinking, that sounds kind of crazy. But I love to do that, buy wilted plants and bring them back to life and watch them bloom as if they'd never experienced damage or neglect. You know, I love to go to the back of Lowe's and buy my plants for 25 cents versus $25 and see what I can do with them. And I can tell you time after time after time, I've even nurtured trees this way. And usually what happens is they're either neglected and left in the sun too long. They've had too much wind. They haven't had enough water. They've had too much water. They just weren't cared for properly in the way that they needed to be cared for. Their roots are still good. The plant's still good. And many times you don't even notice the difference of the ones that I've bought healthy and the ones that I've nurtured back to life. You know, the same is true of people. We have to stop judging them and we have to start helping to heal them. Why not take a few minutes and let people know that we noticed that they're stressed out? Most of the time we look the other way or we, you know, don't want to take the time to get involved. And you'd be surprised how few minutes it actually will take just to let people know that we notice that they're stressed out and that we want them to have a better day. Why not say to them, hey, you know, I can tell you are stressed out and I can tell you're just not feeling up to par. You're not at your best. Is there anything I can do to help? Can I pray for you? Can I buy or cook you dinner? Can I come over and encourage you? Why not tell them that, you know, you may not know what the problem is, but that God has them in the palm of his hand and he knows what they're going through. That he promises that they don't have to go through it alone, that he's there every step of the way and he has the solution, and then offer to pray with them. This was transformational and life-changing in my business. Not only did it make my business so fulfilling, I couldn't wait to meet people. I couldn't wait to get to the next party, but people couldn't wait to book parties with me. Because they knew I was willing to pray for them. And I would pray for them throughout the time between their booking and the day of their show. People would bring others and guests to my shows because they said, hey, this lady will pray for you. Can you imagine the difference it could make for the kingdom, for the lives of these people and their families, if we just took a moment, let them know that we noticed they were hurting. We noticed that they needed a little healing, and we were willing to do something about it. You know, so many times, just knowing that we are willing to be the hands and feet of Jesus, the whole atmosphere will change around us. You're going to bring hope, and that's invaluable. it will also inspire others to do the exact same thing. I can remember on multiple occasions people sitting and weeping just because I offered to pray, just because they needed to know that somebody else saw them, that they mattered, and someone else noticed. I can remember one person even contemplating suicide, and I had no clue, but just offering to pray. And I just put my hand on their elbow, and they said no one had touched them for so long. We've gone many times downtown to talk to the homeless and just be with them and look them in the eye and treat them like they're people. Let them know that God loves them, that He's got their back, that He wants a better life for them, but not to judge them, just to provide hope. You know, God wants us to begin demonstrating the reality of the kingdom on earth. And when you do this, come to His throne with thanksgiving and expectation. Expect God to fill you and the person you're praying with or being with. Expect the Holy Spirit to water the seeds and to rain down afresh. Be the ray of sunshine needed for growth. Provide the discipleship, the nurturing, and growth. You will hear over and over how much taking just a few minutes with your team, your hosts, your customers, or even those in the grocery line. They'll say, thanks so much. You'll never know what this has meant to me. You can be the gardener, the hands and the feet of Jesus, giving them the benefit of the doubt, giving them the true love of Jesus by walking it out. Is there someone on your team who maybe was a firecracker and then all of a sudden is starting to lose hope, lose direction, question, is this business even for them? Reach out to them. Be the gardener. Don't heap more on top of them. Give them a ray of sunshine. Water them afresh. Give them a drink of hope. That's what they're waiting for. Proverbs 11:25 tells us that a generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. So maybe that's the whole key. Maybe you're saying, you know, I want my business to prosper. Have you asked the Lord, who else can you help refresh? You will be refreshed. A lot of times we're thinking, well, I just couldn't do one more thing. I just couldn't take one more phone call. My team is draining me. My hosts are draining me. My customers are draining me. Stand on this promise. Have faith in this promise that a generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. If you're unsure what to say, just pray quietly and ask the Lord what to say. Even if you're standing in the grocery line, trust me, I do this all the time. It works. And He'll tell you exactly what to say because He doesn't want His children to be hurting or to think that they have to do this all by themselves. Plus, He promises to give us anything that we ask for in His name, including words to say. If we submit to Him, He promises to direct our paths, and that includes giving us the words to say. Did you know that when Mary went to see Jesus and to try to find Him in the tomb, she was hurting so deeply because she couldn't believe that someone had stolen Jesus, and she looked all around. She was in a garden, and she spoke to a man who was actually the resurrected Jesus inside of that garden, and she thought he was a gardener. And do you know what he did to her? He soothed her heart. He brought healing to her. Even when she was stressed out and freaked out, what did he do? He didn't heap more on top of her. No, he refreshed her. He encouraged her. He was the true husband and gardener in that garden. The garden physically, but also the garden of her soul. You know, one key factor to remember when you're thinking about this and this kind of garden is that if you're deeply frustrated or going through a deep emotional state as well, it's a lot harder to minister to others and to help them to bloom. So I want to encourage you to extricate yourself from this emotional bondage and weeds that can sometimes choke out your seed. You know, many plants survive terrible storms, just like many of us have. And I'm not trying to diminish the storm that you may be in right now or maybe you've gone through. But I want to encourage you. We can't stay in the storm and stay in that situation. We have to embrace the sunlight as well as the rain. We have to be resilient and not devastated. Release yourself from the past. God already has. All you have to do is, if you haven't, just ask forgiveness and let him bring healing to your soul. It tells us in 1 John 3:19 through 21, "And by this we know that we are of the truth and shall assure our hearts before him. For if our hearts condemn us, God is greater than our heart, and he knows all things." Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence toward God. I want you to have the confidence to bloom, to help others to sprout, to grow, to heal, and to bloom. Who will you love on, encourage, or even mentor today? I want you to take a moment right now. I want you to make a list. Who seems like they haven't been quite up to par? Who seems like they're going through something and you're not sure what it is? Who seems to be trying to just survive and make it through day to day? Who needs a little sunshine, a little rain, a little love, a little care? I want you to call them as soon as we hang up. Don't let the enemy steal your seed. Who will you show his mercy to today? Who will you give your time or show the generosity of mercy and grace to today? Who will you refresh, share some sunshine with, and help bloom? I hope that if you're on the call with us today, that you feel the exact same way, that maybe today you might have felt like you were buried a little bit. Like maybe you were in a dark, lonely place. Maybe you had let go or released some of the faith. Take that seed, the seed of the Almighty God that's inside of you. Ignite it with the faith again. How do we get faith? By hearing the Word of God. Pick a few scriptures, stand on those, and be just like that seed. Hold on to the faith, sprout, grow, bloom, come to harvest. Now's your time. I'm going to unmute the phone lines for just a minute here and see if anybody else has any prayer requests that they would like to share. Anybody else have a prayer request or a praise report today? Well, we've got a full lineup here, lots and lots of people. I want to just welcome you for being on the call. I hope this was encouraging to you. I'm going to give you just another moment, and if you've got a prayer request or a praise report, I'd love to be able to take that before the Lord in prayer. Anyone? Okay, just so you know, if you ever do have a prayer request that you'd like to have us pray about on a daily basis, or you have a praise report that you just want to, you know, share God's goodness with everybody, because, you know, it tells us in the Word that we overcome the enemy by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony and loving our lives not to death. It tells us that in Revelation. So if you want us to praise the Lord with you, you can always go over to the Facebook page. It's called The Christian Direct Seller. But I want to go to the Lord in prayer right now. Father God, thank you so much that you do provide rain and sunshine, and You provide the faith. It tells us in the Word that you've given all of us a measure of faith, and that we can grow, we can bloom. Lord, I pray that hope is received in the hearts of those that may have felt like they were in a lonely, dark place, or maybe they felt like they were buried. Or maybe there's that feeling of that expectancy inside of their hearts that they know they were created for more, that they're ready to bloom. But they're still in the seed phase, and they're germinating. Lord, I pray you will bring them hope. You tell us in Jeremiah 29:11 that you've given us a hope and a future. And, Lord, that you want to do great things in and through us more than we could ever ask, think, dream, or imagine. Lord, help us to be that generous person that refreshes others. And, Lord, that we will receive our refreshing in the meantime. Lord, I pray that you will help us to have your eyes to see this week those that aren't quite up to par, that maybe have been wounded or maybe neglected, that need to have a little bit of gardening, a little bit of tending. Lord, I pray that you will supply that and help us to see that in your precious name, Lord, and that we come expecting. We expect the Holy Spirit to refresh us. Lord, we expect you to work out all the details that are making people feel burdened. Lord, I know that right now we're transitioning seasons, and a lot of people are going through the time where they're getting ready to start summer or summer vacation, or maybe they've got kids at home, or things are just shifting. Lord, I pray for clarity for them. I pray your blessing and guidance and direction in everything that we say and we do. I pray specifically for Christine, Lord, that you will give her clarity, that you will show her in a supernatural way with great abundance of blessings, Lord. Help her to feel that she knows she's in the right place. Lord, we know that when we have the peace that goes beyond understanding inside of our spirit man, that we know we're in the right place and that we can hear your voice. And that's how you speak to us. So, Father God, I pray that you will help her to have that and to see that. And that it doesn't necessarily have to be through signs and wonders. But, Lord, we are asking in Jesus' name that you will bring abundance to each and every person on this call. And that you will do it in an amazing way, that favor would go out before each person as they're talking to prospects, as they're looking to be the gardeners that you've told us that we need to be and reminded us of from your word today. That, Lord, you will help us to look for those people, that we can have that soothing tongue to be a tree of life, bringing life to others and not death. You tell us to choose life. And we speak life over ourselves, over our businesses, over those that we come in contact with. Lord, thank you that you've given us your word in 1 John 3:19, Lord, that tells us that we can have that assurance, that our heart isn't what's greater, but you are greater than our heart, and that you know all things, and that you are not condemning us, that we can have confidence in serving you, knowing that we're on your path, making a difference, and bringing the reality of your kingdom to this earth right now. Lord, I pray that you will take out all doubt, all distraction, Lord, and you will help people to not be delayed or feel like they're in a time of distraction or diversion, Lord, but that you will remove all self-pity, all self-condemnation, all self-doubt in Jesus' name and help us to sprout, prepare to bloom, and enjoy that blossoming and that blooming state, bringing a fragrance, your fragrance to others, bringing fruit beyond measure in all areas of our life and our business. Lord, help us to hold fast to the faith, because we know that we could do nothing without you, and that you promise that you will keep us on your path, that you will provide this for us. Lord, help us to see who we can show mercy to. Help us not to steal seeds. Help us not to sow seeds that would crush spirits, but that would nurture others. Help us to show mercy today, generosity, grace. Help us to mentor and encourage everyone around us. Put a watch before our mouths so that we would not do anything that would not bring glory to you, that would not build up your children. Help us to be your faithful servants. Lord, I thank you for this opportunity. this amazing opportunity to serve you. I thank you for your grace and your mercy in my life. I surrender every area of my life to you, every area of my business. And I know that our callers are doing the exact same thing. Lord, we ask that you will use us to help other people. Help us to be generous with our time, our resources, and our encouragement. Help us to be that vessel that you use, that you can come in and through us to provide encouragement and refreshment. We love you. We praise you. We thank you. We ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. And Lord, just one other thing. I just want to pray a blessing on each and every person, that you will bless them as they come in and as they go out. Lord, that you will bring financial blessings from the north, the south, the east, the west, that it will come to them from unsuspected places, that they will be given gifts, they will be given resources, they will receive inheritance, they will receive from you all your goodness that you've been storing up. All of the seeds that they've planted, Lord, we're calling them to harvest now in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I hope that this was refreshing for all of you guys. I hope that you have an amazing week. I would love to hear your prayer requests and your praise reports on the Christian Direct Seller Facebook page. And know that I'll be praying for each one of you as the week goes through. I just know God's got amazing blessings for you. So as he blesses you this week, make sure you share them with us so that we can also join in giving God the glory. Know that I have prayed with expectation. An expectancy, knowing that the Holy Spirit is going to fulfill every single thing that we prayed about today. Receive it now. Know that God is working on it. He's bringing it. Sometimes it's instant. Sometimes it takes a while, but don't doubt it. Just stand in faith, confessing and thanking him for it until the day you receive it. Be blessed. Have an amazing week and pass that blessing on to other people. Bye now.